H5N1. There is no privacy at the speed of light.
This bird flu hysteria is a celebration of paranoia. Human beings are the most intelligent creatures in the universe. We have the brains to be paranoid. The swans and ducks aren't worried about the bird flu. They don't even know what hits them. We, on the other hand, can see death coming across the oceans on the wings of migratory birds. We worry about microorganisms and the laws of probability. We worry about things that may or may not happen. Remember when we thought that passenger planes would fall from the sky when the clock struck midnight in the year 2000? The Y2K flaw in computer clocks was going to cripple a world grown dependent on computers. The clock struck midnight and nothing happened. This bird flu pandemic seems much more dangerous. There hasn't been a worldwide influenza pandemic for nearly 80 years. We're told we're overdue for a virus that'll cull millions of humans sometime in the near future. There's no exact timeline on this potential global disaster. The psychological pandemic has already hit. We are preparing to get wiped out in our minds. Meanwhile, the real pandemic is raging in Africa. While we worry about dead ducks and swans and whether our chicken dinners are safe, 30 million Africans are infected with HIV/AIDS and millions are dying every year. We can forget about AIDS because it's synonymous with sex and black women and children in Africa. Instead, we worry ourselves sick over dead ducks and swans and pet cats and the unlikely dangers of chicken dinners.